day down there, young man.
Erler, I know he's disappointed, but Brad, John Theorette's a gentleman. I know he'll talk to you.
Oh, I know he will, too. In fact, he's signing autographs right here. I'm going to shut the mic off, go up and ask him if it's okay, and then we'll have a word with him in just a moment. Hang on.
All right, and hopefully Bad Luce can hook up with last year's Gold Cup champion, John Theorette, and just not the day scripted out perfectly for your Gold Cup champion from 06, Billy and Jane Shoemaker's team, Scott Rainey, the crew chief, and they'll come to Tri-Cities, Washington 2 weekends from now for that Columbia Cup, and I'll tell you what, I'd watch out for them out there because they'll come back, and they're true champions, and they just had a bad day at the Gold Cup, but there's a race 2 weekends from now, and they'll be there, and they'll be competing. Dave Vilwalk into Elam, Steve David in Madison, Indiana's old boy, Alberto. Greg Hopp subbing for Ken Muscatel in the U-25 Jarvis Construction.
Jeff Haler, let me jump in on you.
Go ahead, sir.
I have our 2006 defending Gold Cup champion, Jean Theorette, from last year. Jean, unfortunately, not the way you wanted the day to end. You don't get to go out there in the final and defend your Gold Cup.
No, you know, we're very, very disappointed for the Beacon Plumbing team and all that, you know, but we worked real hard all weekend long, and this was not our weekend, you know. The good Lord just didn't want us to be there this weekend, so we'll put our sleeves up and work hard and get ready for Tri-Cities.
I thought it was starting to look a lot like last year. You had a little problem early on, and then you had that big win in the fourth heat last year, and I thought you were going to have to pull out a rabbit out of the hat in that last win, and you ran out of luck.
Our end stuff didn't work this weekend. We weren't able to pull. I had good starts, had good lane positioning and all that, but, you know, we weren't able to put our nose into that rooster tail corner first, and if you can't do that, well, the other guys are just directing you where you're going, you know. So we had a tough weekend.
What happened up here in the corner when you all of a sudden, looked like from my angle, all of a sudden boats came by on the outside. I got a little bit obscured, but it looked like you hooked to the inside, clipped the buoy, and then it was done.
There was no room. The dude didn't leave any room, you know, and I'm very disappointed in all that because he doesn't have to do that. You know, he's a very fast boat, he's a good driver, and he didn't have to do that. So I just think it's an unfair way to race.
Have you talked to Dave about that?
No, you know, that's not my job. That's the official's job to do that. And if the officiating has to change, as far as I'm concerned right now, because someone's going to get hurt sooner or later.
I'm sorry it worked out that way. I know the fans, it's been a long time. It's been about 4 years since we had anybody go out there and have the opportunity to defend their previous year's win. We were looking to have you out there in it.
Well, I was really, really looking forward to be there, you know, and defend my championship, but wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. Pick yourself up off the carpet. I'll see you 2 weeks out in the Tri-Cities, and then we're going to that Lake Washington thing, and I know you like that lake.
I like Lake Washington.
I know you do.
Thank you.
John, it's great talking to you. We'll look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks in the Tri-Cities and the Columbia. Thanks for coming out and talking to us.
It's my pleasure.
Jean Theorette, always a class guy, and he's disappointed. And he's not just disappointed for himself. He's disappointed for his race team. And it's kind of a, I tell you what, it's kind of a sad sight to be standing here in the pit area. We haven't yet run the final heat, and they're folding up the wings on the defending Gold Cup champion. And it's just not the way we wanted to see him. And certainly not the way they wanted the weekend end, but that's boat racing, Jeff Haler. You know it, so do I, and unfortunately, so does Jean Theorette.
Exactly right, Brad. Nice job with Jean Theorette, and we got the Super Light Tunnels out on the race course for their final. Up next, Gold Cup number 99, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores here on the Detroit River.
Jeff Haler?
Yes, sir.
I've got an update for you.
Go ahead.
Or do you already have it?
I do not.
Oh, then I got a scoop on Jeff Haler.
Ah.
I tell you what, bear with me for about 7 or 8 seconds, and I'll be up the top because I got to be up there with my buddies. They're the ones that kind of agreed with me, and they said, "What's going on down there?" And I said, "You know what? I don't know what's going on down there." I said, "But I'll go down and find out."
Well, Brad, let me get the countdown. We're coming up to 10 to
the
5.
Give me the countdown, then I got a story for you.
7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark, 10 to the 5.
As you just heard from John Sardowski from the ABRA, we are under 15 minutes away from Gold Cup number 99, the Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup finale. It's a winner-take-all finale, and Brad Luce, what do you have for me cooking up in the pit area?
Well, it's been a little bit strange over the last, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. I was kind of chuckling to myself. I thought, that J. Michael Kelly, he just doesn't want to give up. Because he's been running around the pit area down here. He hasn't yet gotten out of his driver's suit. And, of course, they didn't make it in their last heat. And as you can tell, I don't get up and down those stairs so good anymore. So I'm sitting here, and I was about, all of a sudden, I looked down, and the U-13's on a sling. So I turned around to my buddies here, and I said, who's been paying attention? And they asked me, why is the 13 on the sling? I said, no, that's my question. So I said, well, there's a story down there somewhere. So I took off running, found J. Michael Kelly right underneath his truck, had his driver's suit tied up and was putting his helmet on. He's got it on now. Here's the story. I said, J. Michael, what's up? He said, the Chrysler Jeep does not want to run in the final as the trailer. So the 13 boat with J. Michael Kelly, Spirit of Detroit, they are going to be the trailer boat in the final instead of the piston boat.
Oh, my, that is breaking news. Jimmy King's U3 Miss Chrysler Jeep with Ed Cooper Jr. does not want to run as the trailer boat in the Gold Cup final. And, oh, my, some disappointment here to my fans to the left. So the Spirit of Detroit makes their way into the final as a trailer boat for the Gold Cup. Brad, excellent work.
Wait a minute, Jeff Hitter. Let me jump back in here. Let me clarify this because I have not been down and talked to the U3. The 13's going in the water. It's already up. But I'm not sure about the statement they don't want to run. I don't know if they've got a problem. I don't know that part of the story. But per the U-13 and the fact they're going in the water and they tell us the 3 is not going to run for whatever the reason, I don't want to presuppose that and just assume that they said, ah, to heck with it. Maybe they've got a problem. I'll walk down that end of the pit area right now. I'll get that part of the story and be right back to you.
All righty, Brad, and some developments here as we're 12 minutes and 50 seconds away from Gold Cup number 99. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's a winner-take-all final. It's a five-lapper. Dave Vilwalk has won the Gold Cup before. He's up on the front row in the Miss Elam. Steve David, Greg Hopp, Mike Allen, Jeff Bernard has never had their name etched on that beautiful trophy. Vilwalk looking for career win number 54 in 12 minutes and 25 seconds, and it would be the first Gold Cup victory for the Elmstrom family out of Ballard, Washington. So lots ahead to play ahead. The city of Madison, Indiana, the U6 Old Boy Roberto, they have won the Gold Cup, but it was 1971 when Jim McCormick won on home waters in the Miss Madison. So some interesting things coming ahead, and we are now exactly 12 minutes until Gold Cup 99. To the five, we'll get with John Sadowski.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark, 5 to the 5.
Gold Cup number 99, 9 minutes and 55 seconds away. Lee Hertz is up here with us. He'll monitor the ABRA radios. Thank you very much, Lee. And Lee, I think we got a development coming over the radio. All right, race fans, we just got word over the ABRA radios. We're on a five-minute hold. A few boats did not get into the water in time, and this is the Gold Cup. Six boats will answer the call for the final. Massive 28-foot unlimited hydroplane, so just a five-minute delay. We'll be on a five-minute hold, and when we come back, we will reissue 5 to the 5 for Gold Cup number 99.
Good young man. Okay, I tell you, the plot just keeps getting a little bit thicker down here. To my friends up there on top of the tower, I'm going to be up there in just a minute. That's a great group up there. We've been having a grand old time. I told him, I said, well, all right, I'll head down toward the U3 and try and find something that's going on down there. I went down there. I couldn't talk to anybody at the U3. Why? Because the motor's running. Their trailer firing it. So I don't know. The plot starts to thicken. Let's just put it this way. Not, you know, in more than one, two, or three camps, temperatures are, you know, there's some frustrated people down here. Let's just say there's some anxiety going on down here in the pit area. Well, let's come with this part. The 13's in the water. The 13's going to run as a trailer. It's going to be J. Michael Kelly. Now, here's Don Malello. He's calling me over. I'm going to shut this off, see what he has to tell me. Maybe I'm going to learn something. Hang on a minute, Jeff.
Okay, Brad, and we'll come back to you when you talk to Don Malello, and we'll get the reissue of the countdown here for 5 to the 5, and we'll be back with everybody in just a moment.
Well, I got it clear now. You ready? You got me, Jeff?
Yes, Brad. Go ahead, please.
All right, here's the official word. This is from Don Malello. I tell you, every time I turn around, I learn something else about this one final heat. I thought this was going to be fairly simple. The U13, J. Michael Kelly, they are the first alternate.
If okay.
One of the boats that you've been calling out as the top six, the five on the front row, Cooper's boat is the trailer. If one of those six doesn't make it, J. Michael Kelly will be given a green light to head out on the course.
Well, you know what, Brad, and this is really neat because we don't really see it a lot now in the sport, but I think Dave Bardish and J. Michael Kelly are electing that option because years past, you remember when Jim Hendrick on the Unlimited Radio Network, we always wanted to know who the alternate boat was. And this is a case, it's the Gold Cup. And by my opinion, just as a race fan, I think they have every legal right to be an alternate boat. So, usually when that happens, Brad, and I hope I'm right on this, on the start sequence, I think J. Michael will just get in the cockpit and stay there. And if there's a problem with the boat in the warm-up period, that's when he'll go to fire up. So that's the way it usually used to happen. I don't know if they let him go out and be that seventh boat to rough up the water. And, Brad, we're going to get the countdown, and we'll reissue 5 to the 5 here in about less than 1 minute. We'll get the countdown over the radio. As you just heard from the ABRA's John Chudowski, we have reissued 5 to the 5 for Gold Cup number 99, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores.
Jeff Ayler?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give up trying to figure out what's going on in this thing. I now have Jean Fiorent walking down here saying, what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
Well,
the official word I got was the 13 is the alternate boat if one of those six boats doesn't go.
Well, Brad, that makes sense because if you think about the old days, we got a six-boat final. We got five up on the front row. The Chrysler Jeep appears going in now as a trailer boat. If one of those boats would have a boat failure in the warm-up period, look for J. Michael Kelly to lead the pit dock. I don't expect J. Michael to come out in the warm-up period to make it a seven-boat warm-up period. I think he will sit there in the cockpit and wait and see if anyone has a problem in the race before the race. I think that's how this is going to play out. And, Brad, we're 9 minutes until Gold Cup 99.
And, Jeff Haley, you're exactly right. By the rule book and yours and my understanding of too many years of this stuff, you're right. Well, let me tell you, there is a lot more going on than that around here, and I'm going to step back away from it. I'm going to tell you which boats leave this dock because there's some confusion down here, and I'm going to leave it at that. You got your boats on the front row. They're all sitting in the water. I got, well, how many have I got? I got one, two. I got one, two, three, four, five, six. I got all seven boats in the water now.
Well, Brad, controversy always makes a boat race, but we don't see that nowadays, and I am 99% certain that that's what is happening right now because you don't see that alternate boat come out like you did back in the 70s and the early 80s. We kind of got away from it in the 90s. I think Dave Bardish and J. Michael Kelly went to the rule book and said, hey, if a boat has a failure in the score-up in the race before the race, we can come out and be an alternate boat as a trailer. As a trailer.
The story's the U3. I'm going down that way.
7:55.
I might get pushed in doing this, but I'm going to go down here. Jeff, I'm telling you, I know the rule, you know the rule, but no, baby, this has been getting good.
Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize.
No, you're not wrong. That's the rule. That's how this thing reads, and you do too many of these things, and so have I. So I'm going down to make sure that...
Well, for right now, Brad, let's forget about that. Go down and talk to the three camp, find out if they're going or not, and then we'll come back and let the fans know. We do know for certain, Elam, Alberto, both the formula boats, they're out set to go along with the Jarvis Construction. Our confusion right now is at this trailer position with the Chrysler Jeep and the Spirit of Detroit. Gold Cup number 99. It's been a dandy day of racing on the Detroit River. We've had penalties. We've had reversals. We've had gun jumps. And we are now 7 minutes until the start for Gold Cup number 99. Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup now 6:52 away. 6:52 away. Brad Luce is making his way down to the U3 Miss Chrysler Jeep Camp to see if Ed Cooper Jr.'s boat will make a start in the final as a trailer with vocal pilot Jimmy King from Memphis, Michigan.
We're going to have boats on the water. The lid is down on your U6. Oh boy, Alberto, they're right here. Jimmy King, the driver of the U3. He's in the cockpit. If they're not going, they're sure making it look good. He's away from the dock. The U6, Oboy Alberto, Gold Cup final heat, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to rock and roll.
Brad, is the three in the water?
The three's in the water. Jimmy's in the cockpit. I already told him I'd see him in 2 weeks in Tri-Cities. And he said, I'll look for you on the dock, Brad. So I don't know what's going on here. But I don't care. We got a boat out on the race course. We got five boats coming on the front line. Greg Hopp has the lid down on the U25, the Jarvis Construction boat. How can they possibly be on the front row with all these points? Could it continue? Possibly, Jeff Ayler, the Cinderella day that the U25 has had. Who expected them in the final? Nobody besides them. And I'll tell you what, they're in it. They're on the front row. Greg Hopp's a competitor. One thing he can do is start an unlimited hydroplane as the Miss DYC presents FormulaBoats.com, the U5, Jeff Bernard. He is away from the dock. Here comes Greg Hopp. It says Kenny Muscatel above the window, ladies and gentlemen. But it's Gregory Hopp from Snohomish, Washington, standing behind the wheel or sitting back there anyway. Now, we're waiting for the Coopers U3. Jimmy was in the cockpit. That's as far as I'm going. And here he comes. Here he comes. The U3 is coming off the dock. The red nose is out there. There's the puff of smoke. Jimmy's got it up and running. I have no idea. Here comes Dave Vilwalk. The orange Elam plus the U16 is away from the dock. We're only waiting now for Mike Allen. The Dick Scott Automotive presents FormulaBoats.com, the U1. That's the only boat that's left here, Jeff. I'll keep an eye on him. I'll send him out on the river. The U13 is sitting in the water dejectedly. The crew is sitting there waiting to see if they're going to get an opportunity. And here comes Mike Allen, the defending national High Point champion hydroplane with a one right on the nose. The boat's beautiful. It's a former Budweiser, the T5. It is away from the dock. Jeff Haler, you have six, count them, six unlimited hydroplanes. The Gold Cup 2007. It's time to put it all on the line. I'm going to go climb the ladder.
Thank you, Brad Luce. We are now 4 minutes and 25 seconds away from the Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup Championship heat. It's a winner-take-all finale. Five laps around this historic Detroit River race course. It's a 2.5-mile track. Winner-take-all. Mike Allen from New Orleans, Louisiana, just leaving the pit dock. And the Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. The Cinderella story. Madison, Indiana's U6. Old boy Alberto with Steve David. Brand new boat. The Alberto, a definite player here in Gold Cup number 99. Coming by the start-finish line buoy right now, the youngster, 22 years of age, from Tacoma, Washington, Jeff Bernard. Then the FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss DYC. Greg Hopp gets a shot at a Gold Cup championship, subbing for Dr. Ken Muscatel in the U25 Jarvis Construction. Ken Muscatel winded and fatigued after the second section. Greg Hopp from Snohomish, Washington, does the trick in 4 years to sub for a driver at the Gold Cup. Did it in 04 for Jim Harvey, subbing for Mark Tate. The Chrysler Jeep, the sentimental favorite of the fans along the Detroit River, with that turbocharged Allison Power. Jimmy King ekes his way into the final. Squeaks in as a trailer boat in Ed Cooper Jr.'s craft out of Posey County, Indiana. And the Elstrom families, Miss Elam, Dave Vilwalk, The Elstrom family's mother passed away on Wednesday night. They have never won a Gold Cup. Dave Bilwak has won the Gold Cup. Can the string break for the Elstrom family here in 2 minutes and 55 seconds until the start? Dave Bilwak coming around the rooster tail turn, and Steve David is stalking him on the outside in the race before the race. Once again, your lane is not assigned to you, and there goes David to the inside of Bilwak. The games are already beginning. 2:38 until the start. The games are beginning right here in front of us. Who wants lane number one for the Gold Cup? We're 2:30 away until Gold Cup number 99. Brad Lewis, have you made it up top?
I've made it up to the top of the pit tower. I've got myself my view. I'm going to try and call him. I'll tell you what, Steve David definitely wants to be on that inside buoy while Dave Bilwak. I think he knows he probably can't get around him on the outside. Not on this race course. Dave Bilwak says he doesn't want lane one. Well, you know what? He just might want lane one. He's a snake in the grass. He's not going to play his card all the way through. We're going to wait and see what happens, but one of the things Steve David wanted with this brand new boat was the ability to go slow, meaning he could accelerate quickly and have an opportunity to go fight for lane one. That's going to be a big part of this boat race. Everybody be safe. Put it on the line, guys. Let's go.
1 minute and 50 seconds until the start, and fans of Madison, Indiana's U6 old boy Alberto, Steve David in prime position right now to get lane one as they're all working in turn number one. Bilwak looks like he'll go to two. And the formula boats painted identically. I believe Mike Allen trying for the three lane. Greg Hopp looks like he'll go to four. Jeff Bernard to the outside. Jimmy King will trail it. The tension is building at the start-finish line. And on the shores of the Detroit River, we're 1:20 away until Gold Cup number 99. Brad, I want to bring it down to the one-minute gun, get the lane assignments, and then I'll toss it up to you. 1:10 until the start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark, 1 minute period has begun for Gold Cup number 99, the championship heat. Steve David, lane one, old boy Alberto. Dave Bilwak, lane two, Miss Elam. Mike Allen, lane three. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Lane four, Greg Hopp, Jarvis Construction. Jeff Bernard, lane five. FormulaBoats.com presents Miss DYC. The Chrysler Jeep is the trailer. Brad Lewis, 32 seconds until the start.
Here they go. This is it. Gold Cup 2007, the final heat, the culmination of the entire weekend. You called them beautifully. You got it. Your boat's in lane one, Jeff Ayler, and right next door to him, right outside the window, is Dave Bilwak in the orange E-Lamp Plus. They start to power up now as they come to the entrance pin of the corner. The three of them in lanes one, two, and three, they're going to come down side by side out the corner. The other boats are not going to be there unless we've got time. We got 8 seconds coming to you, Jeff.
We're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark, and we're going to have some gun jumpers. I think Hop and David could have been over. We'll call it physically in the turn. Lee Hertz will be on the AVRA radios. Physically lead him down into turn number one is Greg Hopp in the Jarvis Construction. Lee, mark him down if there was some gun jumpers. Into the Belle Isle Bridge turn. But getting there first physically is Steve David and U6 old boy Alberto. Leads it on the buoy row. The Alberto in front. Bilwak is in that tail in second. Off the bell out there, deck to deck off the quarter. It's the Alberto on the inside, and here comes Bilwak on the outside. Identical to last week in Madison. Brad, they come to you. It's David by half a boat leg over Bilwak.
Here they come into the DYC and into the rooster tail turn. Bottom out. Wow, Gold Cup 2007. Now Dave Bilwak starts to move out. This is going to be a hot corner. Bilwak gives barely enough room, but definitely enough. He gets through the corner again. David's losing ground. It's Dave Bilwak on the outside coming to you. Jeff Ayler.
Brad, it was a good start. Bilwak completes lap number one in front of the Elam. Three boat length advantage over the Alberto in second. Third place to Mike Allen. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Greg Hopp in fourth, Jarvis Construction. Jimmy King is cowered to fifth in the Chrysler Jeep. Jeff Bernard trails it into U5. Everybody legal at the start according to Lee Hertz. Back into turn number one. Bilwak, your leader. David, though, knocking on the door on the inside, and Bilwak has a seven boat length advantage. He has the advantage boat length wise to cut in on the Alberto, but driving clean. Bill Walk leads it. Roberto fighting hard in second position. Mike Allen in third. Brad halfway at the back straightaway. The Gallstroms are 3.5 laps away from the first Gold Cup.
This is exactly what Steve David was talking about when he was running against the Cooper's boat. He said the Cooper's boat was keeping him tight in the corner, and he had to shut it down to go through. He's having to slow down too much. Dave's going to hold him in tight, and he's going to do it again. He gives him a little bit more room, and Steve David is staying tight in the buoy roll. Dave Milwaukee sliding down about lane 3 or 4. Milwaukee's got the advantage coming to you, Jeff Haler.
Lap 2 complete in Gold Cup number 99. Milwaukee 2 down, 3 to go in front. He has a 10-boat length advantage over Steve David and U6. Oh boy, Roberto. Mike Allen just completes his second lap in third, and Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jimmy King is powered from the trailer position to be in fourth in the Miss Chrysler Jeep. Fifth to Greg Hoff and Jarvis Construction. Jeff Bernard, the youngster, trails it in FormulaBoats.com. Oh, we got a blowover! We got a blowover! It's Mike Allen! Mike Allen has done a 360-degree flip and has landed, I believe, upside down. Brad, I just caught it when I went to the right. I believe it's Mike Allen. Mike Allen has blown over. The Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Brad, we were not halfway through our five-lap final. Red flag is out. Mike Allen was way up in the air. He has blown over. Ted Porters, you won. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Mike Allen was in the third position. And it's tough to tell from here, Brad, if you have someone with binoculars up in the pit tower, I believe the boat has landed upside down. It was a miraculous flip. Brad, take it for right now. I'm going to get the binoculars from Lee Hertz.
I'm told by a couple of guys who have much better eyes than me and have binoculars that the boat is upside down down there. So we'll take that as unofficial, but these guys have got some pretty good-looking glasses down there. They say the boat is indeed upside down. We'll take that as the only report we have right now. Jeff, you're a whole lot closer. If you can get some glasses and get a better look, I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Brad, I did get some glasses from Lee Hertz, and the boat is upside down. The safety and rescue personnel is there to attend to Mike Allen, the raging Cajun from New Orleans, Louisiana, already driving with a broken left thumb, suffered in that accident in Evansville, Indiana earlier this year. And right now, Brad, it is just, I'm having even just a difficult time looking for the binoculars. The safety and rescue team is on the bottom of the boat. Thank you very much. And I'm having trouble seeing if Mike Allen is coming out of the bottom of that capsule. For our fans along the shoreline, these boats are applied with an escape hatch on the bottom. Safety and rescue team got there in quick time. And this is a tough time for Mike Allen, his family that is here this weekend, Billy and Judy Allen. Just fabulous people from New Orleans. And Ted Porter, the owner, team manager, Mike Weber. Our thoughts right now, Brad, is with Mike Allen. And the safety and rescue team is there. And Lee has the radios. And hopefully, as soon as he gets out of this boat, we'll have some word on the condition of Mike Allen. Brad, I'm going to shut the mic down just for a moment. And once again, for our fans along the shoreline and listening to MLive.net, Mike Allen blew over the U1. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. It was a miraculous flip. Brad, I think he did 1.5 loops. The boat is upside down. Let me take a break, and I'll come back to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, you take a break. Find out what you can. I'm going to walk off the top of the tower. I'm going to go down and start getting myself close to a couple of ABRA officials. We certainly don't want to speculate on anything we don't know or can't see. Jeff has been through this before. I have been through this before. When we have official information or that which we can verify with our own eyes, we will pass that type of information along. You heard Jeff Ayler's call as Mike Allen in the FormulaBoats.com. Dick Scott Automotive presents FormulaBoats.com. Did apparently a 360 plus a little more loop as they were coming down the front straightaway heading down toward the Belle Isle turn. The boat is apparently upside down, and that's about as far as we are right now. I have found my way down to the bottom of the tower. Areas are starting to be cordoned off, and I'm going to try and find myself by some officials and see if we can get official word. That's the only word that I want to pass on is that of an official. I can tell you right now that Ted Porter, representative owner of FormulaBoats.com racing team, he is the vice president of personnel for FormulaBoats.com. He is in a rescue boat here at dockside along with team manager. Oh, I thought that was Mike Weber. It's not. But Ted Porter is going out on the race course right now in a rescue boat here. It's not leaving the dock in any sort of speed. We still have unlimited hydroplanes on the course. The Jeff Bernard-driven DYC presents FormulaBoats.com is coming back to the pit area. And everybody here is standing and waiting. Yes, what do you got?
I just got word from Lee Hertz that it appears that Mike Allen is out of the capsule at the U1. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. And tell you what, Brad, you know, me and you have been a part of this sport for a number of years, and you get a chance to know these people, and this is always the tough part of racing. This is tough right here because Mike Allen, the Hall of Champion driver, and folks, let's keep our fingers crossed and thoughts and prayers, and let's hope Mike Allen escapes this without serious injury. And as Lee had mentioned to me, he's out of the boat, and that's all we know right now.
And we won't take it any further. As we were talking while you were away, Jeff Ehler, we don't want to speculate on anything. We will only report information that we get that is official. And I can tell you there's nothing beneficial said down here. There's Formula crew members here walking up and down the dock. They don't know. Everybody, it's a very quiet time. It's just a very, very quiet time right here because everybody is very concerned. Competitors, number two. Friends and racing camaraderie, number one. And that's the way it always is. And that's the way it should be. And so we are just going to wait to see. The boats that competed prior to the accident are back to the pit area now. At least I believe now we still got a boat down there, down in the lower corner. But the Oberto is just about back on the trailer. The Elstrom boat, the U16 Enam Plus, is back on the trailer. There is an ambulance. The pit area has been swept. Only certain people are allowed now in even the cold pit area. It takes a certain pass. There are sweepable passes and non-sweepable. I can tell you they have swept the pit area and moved everybody back. And hang on one sec, Jeff Ehler. I thought maybe I had some official word, but I don't.
Well, I do have some binoculars, and even through these, it's just so tough to see. The only information we have from the accident scene right now is Mike Allen is out of the boat. I do not know if he exited the boat on his own power or was assisted from the safety and rescue personnel. It's just too early to determine right now. The only information I do have over the official radios is he is out of the boat. I do not have word on if he got out on his own or was assisted by the safety and rescue team. And there is an emergency craft making its way toward the pit area, and I believe that is the emergency area. And right now, Brad, it's just they're moving a little bit slow, and it's just tough to tell what is going on through the binoculars. Let me put them down just for a moment.
That's fine, Jeff. And one thing we want to tell our listeners here, we keep reiterating that we will not speculate. We won't say anything until we have an official word. Fans should not try and infer anything from the fact that the patrol boat maybe is going slow or maybe going fast. Don't try and come up with anything based on that. It doesn't mean anything. They are equipped on that boat to do triage and other rescue support things for the needs of the driver, if indeed that is required. They should not be concerned about the fact that there is an ambulance down at one end of the pit area. That is standard operating procedure, so there's nothing to be inferred by any of that information or any of those sorts of changes here. It's a very, very quiet time in the pit area. And we're just, actually, Jeff, we've been the one handing out all the information this weekend, and right now we just have to stand back, sit, and watch like everybody else.
Thank you, Dewey. And Brad, it's just such a tough situation right now because the all I know, fans along the shoreline, and also, too, listening to our internet coverage, the only information, again, that we have from that accident scene is that Mike Allen is out of that racecraft, and there is a rescue boat with red lights flashing making its way slowly toward the designated emergency area here along the shoreline in Detroit. And now that craft is kind of pointing right toward us at the judges' stand, and now it's kind of teetering back and forth. And I'm under the presumption that Mike Allen from New Orleans is in that rescue craft, and I'm just presuming on that. And right now, Brad, it's tough to tell. I'm not certain where the actual emergency area is here along the shoreline. And right now, folks, let's just keep our thoughts and prayers. Mike Allen from New Orleans, Louisiana, his second season in the sport of unlimited racing, three-time APBA Hall of Champion inductee. And, Brad, I'm going to put the binoculars down again just for a moment and see if there's any transmission that come over the radio. Jeff Dem here at the judges' stand, and the safety and rescue boat continues to move in a slow pace at the red emergency lights on it. DJ Dewey has the binoculars on, and it's just a, we haven't received no more transmission over the official radios. So once again, folks, keep your fingers crossed, and thoughts and prayers are now with Mike Allen, race driver from New Orleans. Always a dream for Mike to come to this unlimited class, and that safety and rescue craft is getting closer, and I believe the emergency area, Brad, is designated in the pit area. Have you determined that?
Yeah, it appears to be right down what I would say is the west end of the pit area, down toward the grandstand. There's that little inlet of water there, and that seems to be where if I had to level a bet, I would assume that's where they're going to bring him. There's an ambulance down there. And, again, I can't see anything. I'm not going to say anything. There's nothing to say except everybody here is a bunch of concerned people. A gold cup and everybody charging for the big trophy just isn't important right now. What is important is Mike Allen, as you said, his family, everybody's here. He wanted so much to have a good run in the final heat because he felt with what happened to him in the final last year. He ran a great first lap, but then he did have some issues. He collided with two boats, and I know he really wanted to come out here and put a good show. He was flying down the front straightaway. He was running in third place. He was running in a lot of sloppy water behind Dave and Steve David. And I won't try and presume from what happened. From my vantage point, just looking down toward Belle Isle, just like you did, Jeff, I just saw a whole lot of red boat up in the air. And it's very, very, you can hear a pin drop in the pit area right now.
And Brad, the safety and rescue boat, Mike Allen, he is in that craft, and they are attending to him. And that's all I know right now. He is in that safety and rescue craft. And the appropriate personnel is attending to him as he's starting to make his way toward the pit area. And right now, this is a tough moment for everybody involved in the sport, the Allen family, his wife Pam, the team, and bad at situations in racing that these things can happen and occur. And as I mentioned earlier, it's just so tough for guys like myself and you that we get to know these drivers, and Mike Allen has become he's been a real good personal friend of mine for the past 6 years, and it's tough right now, but
Jeff, take a deep breath and compose yourself. This is difficult, and I did not realize quite candidly that you knew that man that long. I met Mike Allen here in the Gold Cup a year ago, and so I do not have the pleasure of calling him a personal friend. He's an acquaintance and somebody who knows me, and I enjoy talking to him because of his broad smile. And the rescue craft is coming back right where we determined that it would come back, and quite honestly, there's a lot of people over there, and just about the last person in the world they would need over there would be me. I'm going to watch the rescue craft as it comes around the point. It will go right around the grandstand area and before it gets to the pit area, between the grandstand and the Beacon Plumbing, for those of you that have been around here and know this area a little bit. He's going to come into that little channel of water there. And I'm standing, I'm actually upriver a little bit from the Beacon Plumbing, so I'm going to lose sight of him here very shortly. The boat is coming back. I cannot see Mike in the boat. I would assume he is lying down in the front of the boat. That's an assumption. I'm not going to say anything beyond that. But the boat has come into the dock now. And as I said before, probably the last person in the world that they need over there is me, so I'm going to give them as much room as they need to give Mike Allen all the attention that he needs, Jeff Ehler. And I'm sure our fans up and down the beach can appreciate that. We're here to report on the activities, and we will report on them as we are handed official information. I'm not going to stick over there because all I would do if I could see what was going on would give my opinion. And I can tell you right now, I'm in industrial sales. I'm not a doctor. So I'm not going to be able to tell you anything anyway. And if I'm rambling and ambling, it's because I want Jeff Ehler to bring himself together. And I'm sure he will. This is a tough time for him when you know someone personally. Jeff, I did not know that. And
well, Brad, back. Right now we got a job to do, and unfortunately we're trying to soothe and calm the people as much as we can along the shoreline because they wanted to know information like we are on the status of Mike's condition right now. But, folks, please be patient with us, and right now this happens in racing, and right now we're just waiting for communication from the officials. And
I can tell you, Jeff Ehler, that he is out of the boat, the rescue boat. He is on a litter. They have brought him up the dock, and I cannot see the back of the ambulance, but I am sure that they are putting him in the ambulance. And he is being put in the back of the ambulance right now. A bunch of people are now starting to run up toward the police car that is going to lead him out of here and lead the ambulance out of here. Members of his family, members of the race team are jumping in the police car, and that's going to be the escort to the hospital. There is a motorcycle police officer here as well. He will help in the escort. This is all done.
And Brad, I just wanted to give an update to our fans that would be listening on the live internet streaming. The 99th Gold Cup has been red flagged due to an accident involving Mike Allen running in third position in the homeoftheboats.com with the associate sponsor Dick Scott Automotive Group. All we know at the present time is Mike Allen has just exited the rescue craft. He'll be taken to a local Detroit hospital. That is all we know as of right now.
He is in the ambulance right now. The police escort vehicle has left. The police motorcycle vehicle has left. And now the advanced life support paramedic unit ambulance is moving down pit row up toward the Rooster Tail restaurant. Mike Allen is in the back of that ambulance. And like we keep saying, I'm not going to guess on anything. We'd be silly to do so. We know he's in there. That's it. And we will await official word.
All right.
Well, now he's being... They took the ambulance. I thought they were going to drive on up and out of the area here. And they are now backing the ambulance in. They're backing it toward underneath the pit tower. Now, I don't know if what they're going to do is try and turn it around and get them out of here the other way. I would find it hard to imagine they would put him in the ambulance.
Hey, Brad.
Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and take about 4 or 5 minutes here, and we'll go silent on the PA, and we apologize that to our fans here along the shoreline, also to our internet streaming. We'll just go silent for about 5 minutes. Let us get some more information gathered up, and right now it's just a situation that we want to think about Mike Allen, and he has left the rescue boat. He's on his way to a local hospital, so let's take about five here. Everybody kind of just sit back, relax, take a breath, and as soon as we find out some information, we'll come back to you. I promise that. And right now, let's just think about Mike Allen and hope he's okay. And we'll be back with you in just a moment. Got word on the ABRA radios that Mike Allen is awake, alert, conscious, and talking. That's all we know as of right now. That is all we know. He will be taken still to a local hospital for observation. And,
That's good. That's very good news, Jeff Ehler. That's very good news. I can tell you they've taken the ambulance. They only drove it about, 200 feet.
They drove it from the Beacon Plumbing down to the pit tower. And then they have, he is awake, he is talking. This from the ABRA, this from Bruce. He is awake and talking, if I can read lips. Bruce, can you tell us anything? What do you got for me?
That's about it. I talked to Sam Cole, and he is awake, he is talking, and they have taken him into the medical room right here at the pit tower, which is good news, because they're not racing him to the hospital at this point, so it's look for observation. So hopefully everything is in good shape. Right now everything does look positive, so we'll see what the injury status is, but as I mentioned, he is awake and talking, and that's good news, Jeff.
I appreciate it very, very, very much, Bruce. And so that comes straight from the horse's mouth, and that explains why they've taken the ambulance where it is. So maybe we slowly begin taking a collective sigh of relief here. And we will still cross our fingers that he is okay, but it's got to be a good word to find out that he is alert and he is talking. And that they're, and like Bruce says, that they're not racing him to the hospital. They're going to take him into the medical area here. And here comes Bruce now. Maybe he'll tell me something else. Bruce?
No, right now we're, you know, just they're taking him and taking a look, making sure everything is okay with Mike, and then see what we're going to do to rerun the final championship heat at this time. So fortunately, it looks like things are pretty good for Mike at this time.
You the man. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming by and giving us an official word, and we can take that. Well, Jeff Ayler, that makes us feel all a little bit better.
Boy, it sure does, Brad, and thanks to Bruce Motti, the Media Relations Director for the American Boat Racing Association, and right now it appears that Mike was taken to the Medical Emergency Center here below the pit tower, and Brad, once again, that's all we know, and right now things are looking a little bit better than it was about 5-10 minutes ago. Fans, we'll come back to you here momentarily, and we'll check on a more official word on Mike Allen. And Brad, if you find out any information on your end, please come on the PA system for our guests and fans here at the Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup. I'm going to turn things off from here right now, and fans, we'll be back with you as soon as we get more developments. Thank you for your patience.
And Jeff Ayler, I'm going to keep it down here. I'm going to shut my microphone off too, but I'm going to stay close to Bruce Motti, and he'll give me any update that he can. He's good about it. So, fans, we'll come back to you when we have something to tell you.
Shoreline, and those listening to our internet audio streaming, courtesy of M-Line, Brad Luce in the pit area, Jeff Ayler here at the tower. Brad, I just talked to ABRA Chief Referee Jim Codling. Gold Cup number 99. Will be rerun. Gold Cup number 99 will be rerun. We do not have an ETA on the restart of the final. We do know that the Chrysler Jeep that was a trailer in the original running of the Gold Cup final, I was told, will now be a front row starter. Your trailer now will be J. Michael Kelly, who was the alternate boat in the U13. Spirit of Detroit. Greg Hopp being towed back into the pit area, and Brad, I'm not for certain on why this was, but hopefully the Jarvis Construction can get back on the trailer and get refueled and get back on this Gold Cup championship. But once again, for our fans along the shoreline, the Gold Cup final, the 99th running, will be rerun. We've not got an ETA on the time due to the debris field caused by the U1 boat. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. And Brad, are you in the pits, and did you read that? Okay, Brad checking on some information down there, and we'll come back to you as soon as possible. Once again, Mike Allen involved in an accident in the original running of the final heat. He has been brought to shore, taken from the rescue craft, and our first reports are that he was awake, alert, and talking to medical personnel and the team. He was taken to the medical center below the pit tower here in the Horace Dodge pits. We'll be back with you in just a bit.
Your ears on down there on the start-finish line tower? Jeff, this is Brad down in the pit area. Have you got your ears on down there?
familiar with it. The judges stand as the U1FormulaBoats.com is making its way back to the pit dock. Brad had to step away for a moment. I understand he was trying to contact me here at the judges stand. Do you read me now in the pits?
I was just getting lonesome, Jeff Ayler. one of the big, we just got the pieces of the Formula One U1 hydroplane back, and there were some pretty good chunks of boat they brought back. I'm assuming we're going to see a fair amount of damage on the boat when they do get it in here and get it rolled over. I have been told, this is unofficial, I have been told that they are going to tow the U1 into the infield. Now, you might be able to see things down there.
Well, it's right in the racing lane right now, Brad, and I think what they were trying to do is bring it on into the pit dock, and I got word that the rerun of the Gold Cup final is scheduled to go off at 5:15, so it is 4:45 right now, and they're looking to restart at 5:15, and a lot with that time has to do with getting this boat into a safe and secure position on the race course, and
Part of the road we had gotten down here was they were going to take, I see now what's coming up here, yeah, and that's obvious what they're going to do. Initially, we were told they're going to take the boat to the infield so they can put these guys back out, but apparently not.
Well, our main concern right now is with Mike Allen. All we know is he was taken from the rescue craft, taken to the bottom tower emergency center here in Detroit. He was awake, alert, and talking. Right now, this boat is a... secondary on my mind, but right now looking at it is you can see the left sponson on it is buckled, and right side of it, that right side sponson coming the opposite way back is buckled, and but that's not the concern right now with that boat. Our concern is with Mike Allen, and the initial reports we're getting, Brad, are pretty positive, and as soon as we get some more updates on that, we'll pass them along to you.
That's it. We'll just keep waiting for more official word. I can tell you that they have opened up the pit area here. They had it pretty well swept. I'm standing at the front of the ambulance, which is still parked here underneath the pit tower. We would just assume from all of that Mike Allen is still in there, and you're right. We're not going to say anything beyond what you have just said, because that's the only thing we have been told that is official. And that area right there is cordoned off. I would assume I could get up to the top of the tower, but right now I'm not even going to try and go back up there. I'm trying to stay down here.
And, Brad, racing is a dangerous game. We all know that when we attend a race. If it's car racing, motorcycle racing, boat racing, and even when the equine animal is involved in horse racing, every form of racing is a dangerous game. And
Jeff Ayler, let me jump in here.
Yes, sir.
I think we can add maybe to some of the official word we have. I have Bruce Motti right here in front of me. So, Jeff Ayler, I'm going to let him tell the story instead of me. Bruce, what you got for me?
All right. Dr. Frank Paul has said that Mike Allen is in stable condition and that he will be kept in the Horsey Dodge Memorial Pit medical area for the next half hour or so for observation. At this time, they're not even sure if there are any plans of even going to the hospital. So that's really good news. And so he's in stable condition, and he's being held for observation at this time right down here. So nobody is gone. There's no rushing to the hospital or anything like that.
That is good news. It's positive news, Bruce. I can't thank you enough for coming out, finding me, and giving us that update, because we don't want to say anything unless it comes from the horse's mouth. And in this case, you're the horse, my friend.
I figured I was the horse, but I wouldn't bet on me most of the time.
Bruce Motti, thank you very much. Jeff Ayler, there's good news. That's more positive stuff, and we keep adding up all the positives. It's going to get better. Let's hope.
I think that gives everybody along the shoreline and also to our listeners on the internet streaming a lot better relief and fresh air coming into us, and boy, great to hear that Mike looks like he will not be transported to a local hospital, and boy, that's just outstanding news as the U1 Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com is coming close to you now, Brad, but situation right now, race drivers know the danger of the game. We got a rerun of Gold Cup number 99 coming up at an estimated time of 5:15. The drivers that will go back out the Detroit River. Racing's a dangerous game. They have to put this behind them right now. The thoughts of the drivers going back out, I'm sure they're kind of secure by themselves with their team and just trying to get their thoughts together right now mentally to go back out on the waters of the Detroit River to win the biggest prize in boat racing, the APBA Gold Cup.
That's a real interesting point that you bring up, Jeff Ehler, because I was in the quiet there. I was, when we had the initial news that he was awake and talking, I'm just kind of stumbling around the pit area and stumbled into Steve David, and I said, "How are you, young man?" And he says, "I'm doing okay." He said, "I'm doing okay." And I said, "No, I mean up there between the ears. How are you mentally?" And he said, "I'm fine." He said, "I'm fine." And, you know, these guys, I mentioned quite a while ago that these guys are, you know, they're comrades and friends and part of a racing family, number one, and they're competitors, number two. And they put their game face on and they go out and race. And when something like this happens, everybody gets close together. Everybody kind of comes together as one big family. And these guys, they will be able to put this in the back of their mind. Once they know and they're comfortable that Mike Allen is going to be okay, then they're able to put their game faces back on, be the professionals that they are, and put these boats back in the river and go compete at 200 miles an hour, like you say, for Gold Cup 2007. But they want to know. They want to know that their buddy, Mike Allen, as you call him, the Raging Cajun, their good buddy's going to be okay, and it's starting to look more and more that way. So that's good news, and I'm sure these guys will handle it professionally because that's what they are in the top class of hydroplane racing.
And, Brad, also, too, and a good point up here at the stand, we want to thank all the safety and rescue personnel, the EMTs, Andy Garismo up top with his Blue Water Salvage team. Those are the folks that don't get a pat on the back just enough because firemen, EMTs, safety and rescue team, Andy's salvage team, thank you so much for all your help with Mike Allen here in this accident. And for all you do at every race you attend, we thank you very much.
That's a great comment, Jeff Ehler. I think from everybody here up and down the shores and up and down the race course, we pass along and echo those same sentiments of thank you for all you do. And because they do a lot, and so many times they do it behind the scenes. And I tell you, watch the firemen down here in the pit area. Every time they put fuel in one of these boats, those guys are standing there. They're holding their fire extinguishers, and they're in these heavy, heavy outfits that they have to wear. And that's the easy part of the job. And then something happens, a tragedy, they're there, and we all know what those guys do, the safety and rescue personnel and fire personnel. So you're right. Good point. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you, guys.
And, all right. And, Brad, right now we're looking at that 5:15 restart. 5:15 restart for Gold Cup number 99, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. And by my clock here at the tower, it's 4:52. I'll make a venture upstairs to see if we're still on for that 5:15 restart. Fans, we'll be back with you in just a moment. Just heard over the ABRA radios, we are still on track for a 5:15 Gold Cup final restart. Still on track for a 5:15 Gold Cup final restart. We'll rejoin you in just a while. The front straightaway has been cleared of debris here on the Detroit River Race Course. We will go with our 5:15 restart for the Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup final heat. Gold Cup number 99, and we'll pick up the 10-5 here in approximately 2 minutes from the ABRA radios. Coming up on 10-5 in approximately 2 minutes. Pit area, attention to pit area. Crane operator, please report to the U6, old boy Alberto. Crane operator, please report to the U6, old boy Alberto, immediately. Thank you. As you just heard from the ABRA's John Chudowski, we're now under 10-5.
And Jeff Ehler.
Under 15 minutes away.
And Jeff Ehler, we did get a crane operator to put the U6 Oboy Alberto back in the water. That's a little bit difficult down here when you give those announcements because they've turned off the PA here in the pit area today. And so there is no public address down here, so really no way to bark it out. But they didn't like us, Jeff. That's the translation about the whole thing. But there is a couple of speakers up on the top of the tower where the fans are. And I tell you, all the fans up there are standing up. I was just up there and had a talk with my crew. They confirmed with me that you did confirm, as I did with the officials, that the three-boat Coopers, they are moving up on the front row. J. Michael Kelly, the U-13, is going to be a trailer boat. Had the U-3 not gone, as all the confusion was surrounding that particular issue, but had they not gone in the original running of the Gold Cup, they would not have an opportunity to go up on the front row, so it's a darn good thing Jimmy King and Ed Cooper and the boys down there from Evansville put the boat in the water and ran out. There is no alternate. According to Don Malello, I am the alternate. So there you go. Six boats, not seven. There is no alternate. We're going to put six in the water and we're going to go racing.
All right, Brad, approximately 13 minutes and 35 seconds away from Gold Cup number 99, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. And, you know, right now the Detroit River waters have calmed. And, you know, Brad, just reflecting a little bit for the Gold Cups here in the year 2000s, Mike Hansen had that memorable win in 2001, that Tubby's Grilled Subs, his only Gold Cup win. Nate Brown, after that controversy-filled 2004 Gold Cup, got a victory that day in Detroit after the penalty to the Budweiser encroaching on the Elam. And 2005, Terry Troxell. What an upset that was that day in the U13 Spirit of Detroit. And last year, Jean Theoret came from just a thread of not making the Gold Cup and went on to win it. I tell you what, here in the 2000s, we've had some exciting Gold Cups and some definite upset winners.
Yeah, we sure have. And, you know, just the cobwebs are getting pretty heavy in between the years here. But you start talking about that, and I certainly remember Mike Hansen's run and Tubby's Grilled Subs. I certainly remember the Budweiser, I believe, in 2000. Chip Hanauer here in 1999. It's been a long time since we had a repeat winner. We're not going to have it here today.
Yes, it has been a while, and it just goes to show how tough it is to win this piece of hardware. We mentioned on Friday that two of the greats in the sport of unlimited hydroplane racing, Mickey Reeman and Jim Kropfeld, names you've heard here many times on the Detroit River, failed to win the Gold Cup. And Brad, you mentioned a great story about Mickey Reeman. He didn't even want to touch the Gold Cup until he got the checkered flag for it.
Now, he made that very clear. He said, if I never win the cup, I'll never touch it. So we have to assume from that that Mickey Reeman never touched the Gold Cup. Okay, I'm looking here. What do we got going on here? I'm right behind pit row. I can assure you up front, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right and early, the three boat is off the trailer. It is being dropped into the water down in front of the rooster tail. The Miss DYC presents FormulaBoats.com, that being the ride of Jeff Bernard. That boat is in the water. Some boat down here, Jeff called Oboe. Birdo's in the water. Here comes J. Michael Kelly's rod, the U13 Spirit of Detroit. Except if you can find where it says Spirit of Detroit on that boat, you're better than me, because it said it on the fairings, and they tore both of those up earlier in the day, and these don't say it, but trust me, that's what the boat is. The U13 is being set in the water, so we're still waiting for it. And just as soon as I say that, Ken Muscatel's U25, driven by Greg Hopp, gets lifted off the trailer. They were actually, it was kind of a race to see which one was holding up the show here the most, either the return of the Formula boat or getting the U25 back here. So it could be refueled. It was the last one back in. They did get it in here, and they are coming off the trailer ready to go. And I don't believe there's, the Elstrom Elam Plus. Oh, yeah, Dave's in the water. You know Dave's ready to roll. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There is no alternate. I don't know if I mentioned that. Ha. Yes, there's no alternate. Six boats in the water, five on the front line, Jeff. We've got them all here. We're getting pretty close, and I'm going to ask if you will please give a countdown to the five so I can set my watch.
All right, Brad, I will do that, and you'll get the official countdown over the ABRA radios with John Chodowski, and just listen for his count over the radio via the PA system. And Brad, by my watch, we're 9:50 away, but don't go ahead and click that right yet. We'll just come back and double check on that. Just a little confusion over the radios, and I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Ehler, was that the official count?
Yes, it was, Brad, and I need to reset my watch up here, so I'll be back with you in just a bit.
All right, race fans, 9 minutes, 40 seconds, right now. Right now to for the 2007 Gold Cup Final Heat. This will be the rerun of the 2007 Gold Cup Final Heat. Six boats in the water. Six boats are going to run. Five on the front line. One is a trailer. The trailer boat, U-13, Spirit of Detroit, J. Michael Kelly this time. He will leave the pit area. He did not the last time around, but he gets to go out this time. No seventh boat, no alternate. Everybody's in the water, and we'll try this again. Let's hope we get through it. Dave Vilwalk, we never really talked about it. Dave Vilwalk got on the outside of Steve David and the old boy Alberto, the U-6, and quite candidly got the jump on him down there to the lower corner. Steve gave him a good run down the back chute, a great corner on the outside by the Miss Elam Plus. And that was pretty much going to be, if the boat stayed healthy and running as they were, that was pretty much going to be the story of Gold Cup 2007. But not to be. Dave pretty much had things going his way, but now he's going to have to go out and do it again. And, you know, Steve David, one thing we might want to think about, you don't want to be on the outside of Dave Vilwalk, but Steve David, when he spoke to us earlier in the day, said that part of the reason he got beat by Jimmy King was because he had to slow the boat so down so much to get through this rooster tail turn up here, and he was giving up that speed and giving up that room to Jimmy King. Well, that seemed to be pretty much the same thing that was happening with Dave Vilwalk. So you got to wonder, does Steve David give a second thought about maybe moving the boat out a little bit? Maybe ideally he would move the boat out if he could still have Dave Vilwalk on the outside of him. But he doesn't want to move out to three, I don't believe, with Vilwalk in two. I don't know that there's a boat here in the pit area that can drive around Dave Vilwalk on the outside. Not the way the Elam Plus has been running this weekend. But that's why they run the race. We don't go down and give the Elstrom family and Dave Vilwalk the trophy just yet. He's got to go out and earn it just like anybody else. And as we've already seen in the first heat of racing that we had here today when we tried to run the Gold Cup Final, anything can happen. We are 7 minutes and 40 seconds away from the rerun right now. Everything quiet here right now. Canopies up on all six boats. All six boats will leave the pit area. Again, the trailer boat will be J. Michael Kelly in the U-13 Spirit of Detroit. The five boats on the front line, the U-25 Ken Muscatel's Jarvis Construction, driven by Greg Hopp, the old boy Alberto and Steve David, Dave Vilwalk in the Elam Plus, the FormulaBoats.com, driven by Jeff Bernard, and the Chrysler Jeep Superstores Cooper's Express, the U-3, the piston boat, driven by Jimmy King. That's your field. We're getting close.
All right, Brad, back with you. We are now approximately 6 minutes and 55 seconds until the start. 6:55 away for the rerunning of the Chrysler Jeep Superstores APBA Gold Cup, the 99th running of the most prestigious prize in hydroplane racing, the Gold Cup. First ran back in 1904. Brad, a boat by the name of Delphine 5 captured that one that day in New York. And it went, about 23 miles an hour up and down the Hudson. So it's a changed a lot since 1904, no doubt about it. I'll be back with you in just a moment, sir.
Well, while you step away, Jeff Ayler, I'm going to start talking about an unlimited hydroplane on the water. Steve David, the old boy Alberto, U-6, lid down. Here comes Jaws, man. He's going to fire it up one more time. We heard the click of the igniter. They got the power to it. It jumped off the batteries. The propeller started to spin, and your first boat on the water for the rerun of the 2007 Gold Cup. Steve David, the old boy Alberto, the boat hails from Madison, Indiana. Steve David from White House Beach, Florida. First boat out. He likes to get out there early, wants to get himself set up, get his bearings. We've got about 5 minutes and 50 seconds to the start of Gold Cup 2007, the final heat. The lid goes down right in front of me on Greg Hopp on Ken Muscatel's U-25, the Jarvis Construction boat. There goes the line off the front end. I'm going to step away in case it's a hot start. I don't like those things when they come at me. We'll hear the click of the igniter here momentarily. I look up the pit area the other way. I see some smoke coming off the back of one of the boats. I believe that is the Formula boat that's trying to spool up. They had a hot start earlier in the day. There we hear the fire get lit on Greg Hopp. And I'll tell you what. There's more Jarvis Construction people floating around here. That's what you hear clapping in the background. Their bullet is out on the water. Here comes Jimmy King, the Miss Chrysler Jeep, the U-3. Boy, they almost weren't in the final heat the first time we run it, but because they decided to throw it in the creek and run out there, all of a sudden they find themselves on the front row. So a good maneuver by them. Here comes Dave Vilwalk, U-16, away from the dock. Nobody has gotten around the orange boat yet this weekend. Can somebody finally get in the way of Dave Vilwalk and show them the stern of their hydroplane? It hasn't happened yet this weekend, but There's one more heat to run, and this is the big one. Now, Formula Boats, Jeff Bernard, not yet away from the dock. J. Michael Kelly is not away from the dock yet. Both boats have the lid down. Jeff Ayler, you've got boats on a race course. Is up coming through my corner right here. I've got Steve David, the old boy of Berno. He comes through the corner. Jeff Ayler, you pick him up, run him around the race course. I got to keep an eye on a couple of boats down here.
Thank you, Brad Luce. We are now 4 minutes and 15 seconds away from the rerunning of the Chrysler Jeep Superstore's APBA Gold Cup.
Oh, Jeff Ayler, I'm telling you right now, sorry to step on you, but there was guys down in the Formula camp. They just took the headsets off and they threw them down on the dock. They've got a problem.
And a tough break for Jeff Bernard, the 22-year-old driver from Tacoma, Washington. And Brad, right now, does it look like it's a no-go for the five?
I'm not saying that yet, but they've got the boat backed in. They're still holding onto the fairings in the wing. I'm about to fall in the water to take a look at this. They're still trying to light the fire down there, but I'll tell you, Jim Bakke just turned around, grabbed the headset, and just slammed it on the ground. He's got it back on his head, and now a line is being attached on the front of the boat.
3:30 until the start, 3:30 away. Brad, go ahead and make your way up top on the pit tower. As we're now 3:25 until the start. Gold Cup number 99, it's the rerun. The original running was stopped due to a blowover accident involving Mike Allen from New Orleans, Louisiana. In the U1, FormulaBoats.com with the associate sponsor this weekend, Dick Scott Automotive Group. And right now we're getting word from the ABRA officials. It looks like the U5, FormulaBoats.com, presents the Miss Detroit Yacht Club will be an unfortunate did not starter here in the Gold Cup final rerun.
Jeff Ayler, I can tell you it's never a good sign when I'm going up the pit tower to the top and Mike Weber's coming down. I said, sorry, man, and away he went.
And that is tough. And 2:45 away, 2:45. Mike Allen, the stoppage of the original in the Gold Cup final, did that one-and-a-half loop on the front chute running in third position. Mike has been taken from the craft, and good to report he's awake, alert, and talking. He was transported to the emergency medical center here below the pit tower. So far, not being transported to a local hospital in Detroit. That's outstanding news. Okay, Brad, let's kick it into gear. We're 2:15 until the start. It's a five-lap finale. 2.5-mile race course in Detroit. It's winner take all for Gold Cup number 99. Jimmy King will now transfer to the front row in Ed Cooper Jr.'s turbocharged Allison Chrysler Jeep, the red boat, up in the rooster tail turn. Greg Hopp stalking him in that baby blue Jarvis Construction, and the games are already beginning in turn number one. We're 1:50 until the start, and Steve David, I think from my vantage point right now, Brad, appears to be getting that one lane in Madison, Indiana's U6. Old boy Alberto, and it looks like Bill Walk will go to the two slot, looking for the first ever Gold Cup win for the Elstrom family team out of Ballard. But no, it's opposite. Bill Walk has snuck in one, and Steve David will go to two. We're 1:23 until the start. Brad, I'll bring it to the one-minute gun, get the lane assignments, and I'll throw it up to you as they'll come down to the rooster tail turn prior to the start. 1:13 away. Bill Walks camped in one. Steve David in two. As we're approaching the one-minute period, we are now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark. 1 minute period has begun for the 99th Gold Cup, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. And with Jeff Bernard not making a start, J. Michael Kelly has now snuck up on the front row of the final. Lane one, Dave Bill walking to Elam. Lane two, Steve David, old boy Alberto. Lane three, J. Michael Kelly and U13 Spirit of Detroit. Lane number four, Jimmy King, Miss Chrysler Jeep. Greg Hopp will go to the outside in Jarvis Construction. Brad Luce, we're 32 seconds until the start.
Steve David's mission right now, get the jump on Dave Vilwalk at the start, and he's going to hang out there and hang him in tight the same way Dave did to him last time and the same thing Jimmy King did to him in the preliminary heat. Now they start to find the throttle. You had it exactly right, Jeff Haler. It's Dave Vilwalk, lane one. Lane two, the old boy Alberto. Kelly's in three. The Chrysler Jeep in lane four, way on the outside. Greg Hopp, they're going to come down your way. Jeff Haler, give us a start.
And we're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark, the first to be a clean start. We're racing the restart of the 99th Gold Cup, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. J. Michael Kelly ran them across the line in the Spirit of Detroit, and it was a good start. Five unlimited hydroplanes vying for the most precious trophy in water sports. As they make their way to turn number one, we look to the inside, and your leader is Dave Milwaukee, the Elston Families, New Zealand, and Roberto got wet. Roberto got wet, I believe, back in second. No, it is Elam, your leader, off the corner. Milwaukee, your leader. Steve David is hitting in that rooster tail in second in the Alberto.
And he's making up ground. He's coming on the outside.
They are one boat length apart. My apologies. Milwaukee, take him into the turn, Brad.
He was making up ground on the outside. Now the top end. It belongs to Dave Milwaukee, but we got a boat race. There's three of them. And oh, Dave gets loose as he comes to the entrance, put in the corner. He stays tight on the buoy roll. And right with him is Steve David. And wow, man, have we got a boat race coming up behind. J. Michael Kelly running number three. Here comes the Coopers in four.
We'll come down to complete lap number one. Four more to go. Milwaukee leads it in the Elam by two boat lengths over Steve David and U6 over Roberto. First place to J. Michael Kelly in the Spirit of Detroit, the Piston Boat, and fourth for Jimmy King, the Chrysler Jeep. And back in fifth is Greg Hopp in the Jarvis Construction U25. All five boats have completed lap number one. Your top two back into turn number one, the Belle Isle Bridge turn. Dave Milwaukee, your leader in the Elston Families, Miss Elam. Steve David back in second on his right hip, about five boat lengths back in Madison, Indiana's old boy Roberto. J. Michael Kelly in third. In fourth spot, that is Jimmy King, fifth to Greg Hopp. Brad, halfway up the back chute, Milwaukee leads it now by seven boat lengths over the Alberto.
I can't see the Alberto, but I can see the rooster tail. I know he's in there. He's going to make Dave earn this darn thing. He's going to keep him honest. Dave is really light on the right side. He's picking up the right spots and all the way down the backstretch. Now he settles it down, dips out to about lane number two. Here comes Steve David on the outside. He's giving ground. A good race going on for third, except Cooper's. The Chrysler Jeep has dropped back. J. Michael Kelly driving at daylight out of the 13.
Two in the books and three to go in Gold Cup number 99. And Dave Milwaukee is extended the lead out to one rooster tail over Steve David and the U6 old boy Alberto. J. Michael Kelly crept into the final heat running third, and Dave Bartis is Spirit of Detroit, but he's going to have company because Jimmy King has went to his inside wake on the buoy row now in fourth in the Chrysler Jeep. Greg Hopp in fifth. Milwaukee, your leader at the apex of turn number one. It's a one full rooster tail advantage over Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto in second. J. Michael Kelly in third. He has a three-quarter rooster tail advantage over Jimmy King in fourth. Halfway up the back straightaway, this is where we had our problems in the original running. So far, everything safe and sound. Brad Luce, let's make it a one-and-one-half rooster tail lead for Milwaukee over David.
You called it exactly right, Dave. Milwaukee is really rolling. He's moving away slowly but surely from the old boy, Alberto. But what a great road race you've got coming up for third place. You called it exactly right, Jeff Haler. Jimmy King has moved to the inside of J. Michael Kelly. It's Piston versus Turbin again as they come through. Bill walks through the corner, and now here comes Steve David, but he's giving ground, coming your way.
Lap three is complete in the Gold Cup. Bill Walk running.
Check out right here, Jeff Eller, they're side by side for third place.
Bill Walk completes lap number three, but the key point, second place, Steve David has moved to his inside wake, and we've got some non-trip damage on the right-hand side of the Spirit of Detroit in third, but the Chrysler Jeep is making up ground as they go into turn number one. Milwaukee running in lane number two. He's left the door open slightly for the Alberto, but Milwaukee now still has that 1 1/2 rooster tail lead as he exits the corner up the back straightaway. Dave Milwaukee, your leader in the Elam. Steve David second in the Alberto. And J. Michael Kelly's third place advantage is down to two boat lengths as Jimmy King making up ground in fourth. Greg Hopp in fifth. Brad, coming to you now. It's two full tails. Milwaukee over David.
If Milwaukee can keep the thing wired together, this Gold Cup's going to belong to him. Steve David, even he's on the inside, I don't think he's going to be able to reel him in. But what a boat race we've got coming up the backstretch for third place. J. Michael Kelly, and all of a sudden we've lost the Cooper's boat. He's dropped down, so Milwaukee is going to come off one. Alberto two. J. Michael Kelly going to run number three. He's all by himself.
White flag is displayed for Dave Milwaukee and the Elston Families. Miss Elam looking to etch their name on the prestigious Gold Cup for the first time. Steve David second in Madison, Indiana's old boy Alberto. He's got it down to 1 1/2 rooster tails, but time is running out of Gold Cup number 99. J. Michael Kelly third in the Spirit of Detroit. Jimmy King is dead in the water up the back straightaway in the Miss Chrysler Jeep. Greg Hopp running in fourth in the Jarvis Construction. Dave Milwaukee, your leader. It's 1 1/2 rooster tails over Madison, Indiana's U6 old boy Alberto. Milwaukee just passes the Chrysler Jeep dead in the water. The Elston family, this has eluded them for many years. Milwaukee about a one-half a lap away from victory, Brad. Bring him into the corner. Two tails over David.
Let's follow our leader and apparent winner. If he can hold it together, Dave Milwaukee, Eric Elstrom. They had the tragedy in the family earlier in the week. They're back here. Eric Elstrom, he could be watching his family finally get the Gold Cup. Dave's to the entrance. He's to the apex. Lots of room. Lots of free. What I tell you, Steve David is going to give it a yeoman's effort. But here comes your leader and apparent winner.
Check
checkered flag is out, and the Elston family will etch their name on the APBA Gold Cup. Your winner, Dave Bilwack, and the Elston family's Miss Elam.
Big hug going on. Big hugs going on down here in the Elstrom camp. They're jumping all over each other, Jeff.
The 99th edition of the APBA Gold Cup, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores, will go to Dave Bilwack in the Miss Elam. Second place, and what a run for Madison, Indiana's U6. Oh, boy, Alberto with Steve David. J. Michael Kelly duplicates his third place in Madison last weekend, finishes third in the U13. Spirit of Detroit, owned by Dave Bardish. And, Brad, we want to bring Greg Hopp around. And what an accomplishment for Ken Muscatel's team with the local sponsor this weekend, Jarvis Construction. Greg Hopp at the apex of turn number two. We want to bring Greg to the checkered flag. Dr. Muscatel drove in the first and second sections. A little fatigued and winded after heat two. Greg Hopp stepped in the cockpit. And what a fourth place finish for the local sponsor, Jarvis Construction, in Ken Muscatel's U25. And heartbreak for the Piston Camp. Jimmy King will get an unfortunate did not finish here in the championship heat. And Brad Luce, the Elstrom family, it's a happy but somber moment in that pit camp. Dave Bilwack has an enclosed capsule up on the Elstrom family's Miss Elam. Bilwack has just notched victory number 54 in his career. He only trails the Grandmaster, Bill Muncie, at 62, and Chip Hanauer at 61. And Bilwack, I'm sure, will make a victory lap around the waters of the historic Detroit River. As Chip Hanauer once said, it is the Yankee Stadium of boat racing, and our operations director, Mark Weber, tabbed it perfect. The Detroit River is the Indy 500 and Daytona of hydroplane racing. The cockpit is up, fans along the shoreline. Give a wave to your 2007 Gold Cup champion, Dave Bilwack, in the Miss Elam. Bilwack cutting through the inboard course. And Brad, a happy moment down there with the 16 folks.
16 is definitely the winner.
Brad making his way down to the pit dock. And for our fans in the grandstand area, please make your way to the award ceremony. That should take place in approximately 25 to 30 minutes. You're welcome to come down there and enjoy all the celebration of our class winners here this weekend at the 99th APBA Gold Cup, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. Dave Bilwack coming around the apex of turn number two. That capsule has been up for quite a while. Bilwack exits another Gold Cup, and hard to believe the first one for the Elstrom family out of Ballard, Washington, the suburb of Seattle. And they came into the sport of unlimited hydroplane racing back in the early 90s, sponsored Glenn Davis's four-point hydro, and they got the itch and started building their own boats. They had a Leland model. It was quick, but this one here is a sweetheart. Got a lot of race wins under it, and when you got the driver with the all-time third career win list, Dave Bilwack knows how to get him around the track, and he showed superiority here in the final. Brad, are you with me in the pits? All right, race fans, don't forget, make your way down to the judges' stand for the award ceremony. We'll be back here with you in just a moment. Thank you, race fans, our guest at the Gold Cup, and make your way down to the awards presentation. That'll take place in about 25 to 30 minutes. Have a good evening.
Yep, we're shutting it down.